Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Every one of my football peeps that I've had on this week, I've asked this question to. And since you are there literally covering the team, I'll ask it to you. Like you said, the Bears have been able to run the ball. They've had success this year running the ball. Why hasn't that translated to better opportunities for them in the pass game?
Well, that's a stumper, because it should.
Yes.
I mean, there should be some play action passing that you could do off of that. They're last in the league in pass plays of 20 yards or more. They have 9. And I think, if I'm remembering right, they had 5 against the Lions. So most of that came in one game. That seems like something that should be there when you have A, really fast receivers, and B, a quarterback who throws deep very well, like Fields does. So the two ways that I would think that are untapped resources for them would be deep shots off play action and deep shots off these extended play. Once a play goes 5 seconds, it's not really about the play anymore. From there, it's just chemistry and who can get by a defender and get open and get the quarterback's eye. And you would think the combination of all these fast guys, Mooney, Goodwin, Robinson, and Fields' arm and vision, they would get some plays out of that too. I don't know why they haven't. They have a hard time protecting on pass block. So, you know, when you ask Fields to do that, he's a guy who on his own is still trying to find his way. And the offensive line's not making it any easier for him.
How do you judge whether or not we're seeing growth from Justin Fields? Like, what are the things that you look at?
Well, for one, I wouldn't even be that worried about that or concerned with that until he started maybe 6 or 7 games.
Okay.
I mean, I have some patience in that regard, but I think you're looking for him to avoid repeat mistakes. You're looking for him to use his strengths, which is he's got that great arm and he's very fast. We have not really seen a lot of him as a runner yet. And I think that would help. But what I'm looking for is flashes of what he could be. We know he has this potential. Just show us in spurts that you could play up to that potential. And then once we are seeing that, we're seeing a lot of those kind of plays and drives. And like, he had a very good drive. He had at least one really good, really impressive drive throwing. I think it was the opening drive for the Bears. His throws on that drive were so good. And then from there, you're looking for more of it and more of it. And you should be seeing some consistency by the time you get to like December, I would say.
When I go back and look at last year's game against Tampa, I think it was maybe Matt Nagy's best coach game in his entire tenure. Todd Bowles threw some stuff at them, and they were able to adjust to it. They made some really like strategic adjustments, things that we expect Matt Nagy to do in every single game. I also think that this is with that on Bowles' head and with Tom Brady being embarrassed on national TV, I am a bit concerned about the level of focus that Tampa's going to have going into this game, along with the talent gap that seems to be huge for the Buccaneers going up against the Bears.
Yeah, and the Bucs are so much better now than they were, what was it, week 5 or 4 of last season when the Bears played them. They're so much better. So much more has come together for them. And you have really two things working against what Matt Nagy and Bill Lazor and the offense want to do. Is the game that you're talking about against Tampa last year, there was never any time where the Bears were down 14 points, I don't think, if I'm remembering correctly. It was pretty tight throughout. Not only does Tampa have that great run defense, but if you let them get out to a lead of 13-3 or 14-3 early, I mean, you're going to have to throw your way back into that game. And that's where you'd have some concerns about a faulty offensive line and a still very, very inexperienced quarterback.
Do you think that Bears defensive backs are going to put their phones away this weekend?
No.
Okay. Because they should.
Do they? Does anyone ever put their phone away?
It might be a delete the apps type weekend. Like, not forever. Just maybe delete the apps and just see if your life ends up being better this weekend.
Just see it, maybe see if that kind of like prevents them from having the opportunity to exercise bad judgment.
Correct. That's the way to look at it. That's how I see it going down. And just maybe just give yourself a little bit of room to take a deep breath before you send something out. These things happen. Folks can be emotional. I get it. Just give yourself a chance is all.
So, Eddie Jackson in particular, I feel like needs a buffer in between his thoughts and his tweets. And we all do. We all do. But I don't think he's that active on Twitter, just anecdotally off the top of my head. But it does seem like when he goes to Twitter, it's because he's upset. And I think that's only going to lead you into trouble.
Correct. I think you're 100% right about that.
Any time where you're like, I'm mad, or, I was going to say also, or if you're intoxicated, but I'm not alleging that in any way. If you're saying I'm mad, let's fire up Twitter. It's just not going to go well for you.
That is excellent.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.